word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It's time now for Light for the Pathway with W.A. Thompson.
And once again, we greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus. I want to encourage you today in the way and that you keep on serving the Lord. As I pointed out sometime before, that sometimes you get so tired and you feel that you can't go one more step, and then someone else has an emergency and they have a need, and so you go to serve them and you find out that you have just enough energy and just enough strength to take care of that need. And such is the life of the ministry, of the person who ministers, giving out God's word and showing the kindness that the Lord would have us to show. You don't rely on your strength. And that's one indication that the work is not done in your power in the first place. You feel like you feel good, you know, I can really go today. And so I am expecting great things from the Lord because I feel so wonderful. But is that really the place of victory and strength? No, it is in the Lord. We're doing what we're doing. And the Lord takes us down to those places to where we know that the strength is of the Lord. It is not ours. You know, being in the ministry, people don't wait until they don't check with you. And I'm not complaining. I'm just stating a fact. And I praise the Lord, wouldn't have it any other way. People don't check with you and say, what's your schedule look like next week? Are you going to have any free time? I think we're going to have a crisis in our family and we'll need your help. We'll need your presence or we'll need your prayers. They don't ask that. They don't say, now, you don't have anything planned, do you? Well, when people have needs, they don't check with you. How can we know what the future holds? I was talking with someone about the life of a doctor. You know, the doctors who have given themselves to minister will say that today I am giving myself to a life of service to others. And they are doctors. They are delighted in doing what they do. And I've watched some doctors work and going from patient to patient all day long, looking at cases of illness and sicknesses. You know, I thank the Lord for their ministry, for their work, that they are willing to handle those situations. And some of them, they can give advice and say, this is what you need to do. And still others, all they can do is to give them a message of hope that they are trying and they're doing all they can do. And they will try this medicine, and they will try that procedure. That's all that they can do. And they're doing their very best. But they recognize, Christian doctors do recognize, that each person's life is in the hands of the Lord. And the Lord uses them as instruments. And they give the Lord the glory. And if you don't have a Christian doctor, I pray that you will, you know, that you will pray about getting one that'll pray for you, one for whom you can pray. If you have an unsaved doctor, pray for his salvation. Pray that the Lord will save him and witness to him, be a testimony before him. Maybe the Lord would have you to have that doctor so that you can testify to him. You see, the goal of the Christian is not to get to the place where we don't know any Christians, any unsaved people in this life. Some people feel that is the way that they ought to go. Have nothing to do with unsaved people, but that's not what the Lord Jesus did. He came unto his own. Well, anyway, getting back to the matter of ministering, there are people who have needs. And then being a preacher in the gospel, service of the Lord, people call you when they have needs, and they call all hours of the day. And we go before the Lord. We go, we sit with them, we comfort them, we offer them words of hope. They ask questions. We try to turn to the Word of God, try to provide them with counsel, praying that they will accept the instructions from the Word, you know, just like a medical doctor. The doctor prescribes the medicine. If a person won't take it, then the doctor hasn't failed. If a person won't obey what God's Word says, God hasn't failed. It's the person who's made that choice not to accept God's counsel. Well, anyway, we have a ministry, and we are to be faithful in that ministry. Now, Father, help us, I pray, to serve thee faithfully for Jesus' sake. Amen. Let's go on in the Gospel according to John, chapter 16 now. And this scripture tells us, of those who are offended for the gospel, for the cause of Christ, that this will exist, and it does exist, that this is definitely going to happen. When you make known God's word and God's way, and you take your place with the Lord and for the Lord, remember now, you want to find happiness in this life. You want to find happiness in serving the Lord and living for the Lord? Make it known that you are in God's family and that you're living for Him. Make it known that you're trusting in Him. This is what the Lord Himself says in Luke 7:23. Blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. So if you are offended in the Lord, you're saying you are a Christian, and you are offended in the Lord when you try to make it known to others, or people find out that you are a Christian and that you don't do what they do, then they start putting pressure on you and mocking you and making fun of you and wondering why do you think you're so much better than we are? When they start persecuting you, the Lord tells us now, you go ahead and you're not to be offended. This is the way the Lord Jesus would have me to live. Now, you think of this. A man should not be offended that his wife is upset or would want him to be faithful to her. A wife should not be offended that her husband wants her to be faithful to him. Well, let's take that to the step of the spiritual realm. Then we should not be faithful, upset or offended that the Lord wants us to be faithful to Him at all times, under every circumstance, in every situation. We should not be offended at that. You will meet many people during holiday seasons, relatives, and you will be tempted to be quiet because you don't want to offend them. And then there are those who will offend you, and because you don't want to upset them, you find yourself being quiet. You know what that is an indication of? You are offended in the Lord. You're in the Lord, and you're offended. It bothers you that you will have to stand alone, or it bothers you that you have to appear as narrow-minded, bigoted, person because you believe the Bible. Well, the Lord says, blessed is the person who's not offended in me. Are you willing to side fully with Christ, the Lord, and declare His word, His righteousness, His way? Go ahead and do that. And you want to be happy. That's what the word blessed means. Blessed. Are you happy? To be envied is the person who is not offended in Christ. You know, and you'll find this to be the case. When you stand up for the Lord, now I'm not talking about just being a rabble rouser and saying that you're doing it for the Lord. Now, there are people who are like that. They will just say things to stir up things. I'm talking about one who loves the Lord Jesus, loves His name, and they will do what they do in the name of the Lord. And what I mean by that is that they do what they do because they want the Lord to be pleased with them. And they're doing what they're doing because the best they know how, they believe the Lord would do it that way. And they have examples in the Word of God on how the Lord handled those situations or handled people who were found in that particular situation. So if you say that you're doing what you're doing based upon what you know the Bible teaches, then do what you do based upon what the Bible teaches. And you will be, the scriptures say that you're to be envied. You will be happy if you're not offended in the Lord. Now, when you go away, if you haven't made known that you are one of the Lord's people, you're one of God's little born ones, one of God's dear little children, when you are in the presence of people and they talk about your Lord and you are silent, there is a way. Ask the Lord before you go out of your house, before you go out of your closet of prayer, ask Him to fill you with His Holy Spirit, that the Spirit of God will be upon you, that you'll be yielded to Him, and that you'll speak the mind of Christ. And then be bold. Now, I'm preaching to me as well when I say this, having been on the airplane with people, being in the elevator with people, And there have been times when the Lord has spoken to my heart about giving the gospel to that person or giving or saying a word about the Lord. And it doesn't have to be very a long, drawn-out thing. You know, people come in and they talk about, oh, things are so bad. And you may say, you know, but the Lord Jesus conquered all of this, and I'm so glad I have the hope of the Lord. They may look at you sideways, but you've just declared God's truth. You've just shown them the way of hope. They'll remember that one day. And you may even find people that will be very antagonistic to that and express their antagonism about this matter. But don't let that bother you. The Lord said, blessed is the person who's not offended in him. So this is what God himself would have us to do, that we should not be offended in him. And he tells us certain things that are going to take place, that when they do take place, we shall not be offended toward him. Well, Lord, I didn't know it was going to be this bad. I may have said, Lord, I had no idea this was going to cause this kind of problem, but I never said, Lord, I didn't know that it was going to be this bad when I gave myself to you. I do remember, though, when I was first saved and I was in the military traveling home on the weekend, I was riding on a trailway bus, and here's my chance to witness, and I'm witnessing to anybody who sat on the seat with me. I would give the gospel to them. And then after a while, you run across some who would say, I don't want to hear that. And I remember sitting there. I remember where I was sitting. I was at Fayetteville, North Carolina. The bus had just picked up some more people, and I'd gotten a new seat partner to travel for quite a while. And I started to witness, I don't want to hear that. And I started thinking, if I were a preacher, I bet they'd listen to me. And this was before the Lord had called me into the ministry. I was saved in 1973, in May of 1973, and traveled and got out of the military, out of the Marine Corps in 1975. And during that time, traveling back and forth a couple of times, three or four times on the bus, and thinking, if I were a preacher, people would listen, then the Lord called me to preach. And so then I proceed to tell people about the Lord. I don't want to hear that. Don't talk to me about that. And I thought, well, Lord, I didn't know that this. See, my hope was in this, that if I were a preacher, they'd really listen. No. In fact, I found some more hostile ones, but I've never said, Lord, I wouldn't have followed you if I had known it was going to be this way. No, I've never said that. Never felt that way. I have said, Lord, I had no idea they would respond like that. But then again, I look at what they did to the Lord Jesus. And when you consider, here is the righteous, holy, perfect Son of God declaring God's truth and suffering much hurt and harm at the hands of wicked, sinful men. He never did anything wrong, and yet look how they treated him. I have done things wrong. I have done things worthy of death. But the Lord never did, and look how they treated him. And since I'm a guilty man, but I'm washed in his blood and saved by his grace, they have more cause to point the finger at me. But I can just go back and tell them I'm washed in the blood. The Lord's forgiven me. So don't be alarmed. Don't be offended when you stand up for Christ and make known his ways. Dear Father, we ask for thy blessings again upon this message. Comfort and strengthen someone to stand and to be bold for Christ today, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Join us again. I'm Willie Thompson.